Since July, the city and neighborhood leaders have worked on a formal plan to revitalize the West Atlanta area. The plan must be complete before $200 million in city funds can go to help build the new stadium. Reed wants the plan done so his staff can move on and construction can begin on time.
We already lost all of the slack in the construction schedule, honestly, because of the negotiation with the churches.
Neighborhood leaders, however, say the plan is still far too vague to approve. At last week's explosive community benefits meeting, neighborhood leaders were stunned to learn the plan that they had been working on for months was already making its way through the city council for approval. Reed staffer Katrina Taylor Parks defended the move as a necessary procedural step so the committee could wrap up its work by the end of the year. Here's English Avenue Representative DeMarcus Peters asking Taylor Parks why the neighborhoods weren't notified.
Why didn't you tell us?
You just
why
can
didn't
read.
You tell us?
No, we have said this all along.
We're not going to allow.
Why didn't you tell us? You never told us.
I told you all.
Is disrespectful to the community.
Council President Cesar Mitchell said the process was being rushed and the neighborhoods were getting, quote, bamboozled.
If we're going to sit here and say the plan that was supposed to be produced and ratified by this committee is already before the council and this committee did not know, and we're going to try to dress up the pig and say that that's actually okay? That is crazy to me. That is crazy.
Friday, Reed said Mitchell was being disingenuous.
I'm not going to be a part of the council president's show. I think that that was kabuki theater. You know, that's his right as an elected official to do. So I'm fine with his opinion. Obviously, I disagree with it. This has been an exhaustive process.
Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.